Good morning, everyone. Question, is there an opportunity to change energy policy in Washington based on what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico? Some may think so. Here's Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas.
So we need to be very careful here. I think rather than try to hit a grand slam home run, I'd like to work with Senator Kerry and others to try to do, you know, hit some singles and develop nuclear power, battery technology that will help us deal with our environmental concerns.
On Capitol Hill, they're looking at alternatives to oil, and is it an opportunity to really think about some alternatives that we haven't considered before? We want to hear from you on this. 8778-MY-TAKE, and you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Very measured statement from the senator.
Yeah, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. That was some unusual language coming from John Cornyn, don't you think?
Well, he said he wanted to work with Senator Kerry and others on energy legislation, but did you hear the first part of that clip? We want to hit some singles, not some home runs. What Cornyn is really saying is we still don't want to go for what Barack Obama wants, which is comprehensive energy and climate change legislation. That's what this is really about. So Cornyn is sounding the note of go slow, and the president doesn't want to do that. You know, a lot of people since April 20th, John, of course, on this show, on every show, everywhere else in Washington, have been saying, you know, Is the Deepwater Horizon spill going to kill the chance for big-time energy legislation? And the president seems to think it's exactly the opposite. He said he intends to see energy legislation go through this summer. Now, Harry Reid, the majority leader, has told all of the relevant players in the Senate, all the negotiators, all the committee chairmen, to have their ideas or their bills on his desk for July 4th, because when the Senate comes back after that, they want to try to go for something big. And it's really going to be about grand bargains. The original grand bargain on climate change legislation was supposed to be, well, oh my gosh, Barack Obama is actually for expanded offshore drilling, and he's actually for more nuclear. And that was supposed to be the trade-off for cap and trade, for carbon control, and for clean energy legislation that a lot of the energy state senators don't want. Well, that whole equation, of course, is all mixed up now. You know,
but I'm wondering. I mean, it sounds like Senator John Cornyn is in a bargaining mood. He's saying, work with Senator Kerry, hit some singles, develop nuclear power, battery technology. That's exactly the kind of language that Barack Obama kind of campaigned on.
Yeah, and we're going to see how many singles add up to a run. I think that's the analogy we're looking for here, John, because that grand bargain I was talking about, the question of that equation now is how far can offshore drilling be pushed? You know, somebody like John Cornyn from Texas, huge drilling, huge refining state, he needs offshore drilling in his state's economy. It cannot be shut down. So for somebody like Cornyn, for somebody like a senator from Louisiana, how far does offshore drilling need to be pushed for them to get on board? And how far can you push more offshore drilling in this political environment? You know, they're going to be debating this ostensibly, John, in July. There's still going to be oil pouring into the Gulf while the Senate is trying to figure out this equation. What is that going to mean politically? So what's going to be the balance between expanding offshore drilling but cracking down on the industry with more safety regulations, raising liability caps, a regulatory crackdowns on industry that are going to make the public, frankly, comfortable with a new grand bargain that's going to get the president what he really wants, which is cap and trade. Can he get it?
And the backdrop, of course, Tarball Pictures and Pelicans dying of oil exposure there all summer long. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.